stuck in my creative rut, butting my head. I'm scared to face myself. I had to get away from the bottles, the models, the foods, the parties, the drugs, the clubs. Those dependencies placed me in bedlam, which brought my knees to the ground. The window is the only view I have of nature. My medicines come on time, every time, even when I don't request them to come. My life changed for better or worse. Through sickness, I deprived my life expectancy on this planet. Through my dependencies, I lost money, friends, and family, and gained more dependencies. But then I had to get out of my head. And I noticed the trees thriving in the passing winds. It seemed as if the winds didn't care about the tree's stability or the force of the wind. It's an unwritten agreement of natural harmony that never crosses nature's path. Who knew I would be sitting in here? I got out of my cement chair, walked to the nurse's station, and asked for permission to sign out a book. This seemed like the most degrading point of my life. However, knowledge without works is factual. Therefore, I will gain knowledge from the reading and reevaluating myself through these verses. I'm finally putting into practice what I've been preaching all along. Changing my smoking habits with language, priorities, responsibilities, and living life. That's the kind of life I'm having from this day onward. Slowly the doors of Bedlam opened, and I must say, I cleaned up extremely well. Peace and love, y'all.